In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on the throne, high and lifted up. His train filled the temple, and above him stood the seraphim, each with six wings. With two he covered his eyes, with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one announced to the other, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And the foundations of the threshold shook as he spoke, and the house was filled with smoke. And I said, "Woe is me, for I am a man of unclean lips, living amidst a people of unclean lips. For behold, I have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." And then flew one of the seraphim to me, and in his hand was a burning coal, which he had taken with tongs from the altar. And with it he touched my mouth, and he said, "Behold, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is gone, and your sin is forgiven." And then I heard the Lord say, "Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?" And then I said, "Here am I. Send me. Send me." Like many of the great pivotal events in spiritual history, this one was unplanned. Isaiah goes into the temple to perform his usual priestly duties. And suddenly, whoa, there is a visitation from the reality of God. And he records it in a simple sentence. In the year King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on the throne, high and lifted up. But then follows a recollection of vivid detail. The whole temple fills with the holy radiance of God's effulgence. And he is attended by seraphim, magical winged creatures that perform the dual function of accentuating God's greatness, but also to some degree shielding Isaiah from the fullness of God, lest he be destroyed. Isaiah's cannot help but know that he has been blessed by a visitation from God, and yet his first reaction is one of overwhelming unworthiness. "Woe is me! I am a man of unclean lips. I live amidst a people of unclean lips." Yes, to see the reality of God is a blessing, but surely it will kill me. "For I have beheld the King." The whole earth is full of his glory. The seraphim, one of them comes bringing a hot rock lifted from the altar, and places it upon Isaiah's lips in an act of forgiveness, in an act of redemption. And Isaiah surely felt great pain in that event, but his identity is fixed upon what responds next as he hears the voice of God say, "Whom shall I send? Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?" God's crying out for an ambassador. And Isaiah is overwhelmed with a sense of gratitude at having beheld God's glory. And his heart cannot help but speak, "Here am I, send me, send me." I don't know how often in your life you've had an experience where you felt the presence of God intensely. Maybe none of us have been granted an experience as vivid as Isaiah's. But I would imagine every one of us has had some moments in our lives where we felt the presence of God in an intense and vivid and powerful way. Some years ago, I was at the beach on vacation. I awakened absurdly early and stepped out on the porch of the beach house and beheld the majesty of the lagoon just before dawn. And then I beheld that miraculous daily rheostat of illumination that we call dawn. And as the morning's light began to illumine that vast lagoon, I suddenly was overwhelmed with a sense of God's presence. And the radiance of the sun's first light seemed to communicate to me the holy radiance of God. And I felt the presence of God intensely filling all of my being. And I was filled with gratitude for the very privilege of being alive. And that experience was so intense that I felt moved to go into our house, look at my beautiful slumbering wife, and I walked down the hall to where my beautiful slumbering children were. And I thought of my friends that filled the house and how much joy they brought me. And I thought of my parents who were just a few miles down the way with whom we would spend the day. And I started reflexively offering this prayer of gratitude unto God, trying to enumerate my blessings. But realized as I did so, God's blessings upon me were incalculable, innumerable, and filled with a sense of privilege at being alive, experienced a swell of gratitude. I couldn't help but wonder, like Isaiah, how can I respond to my blessedness? There is only one response, the response of Isaiah. Here am I, send me. The only way we can respond appropriately to God's blessedness is to give back unto God all of our being. I am sure every single one of you here at some point has had a vivid experience of God's presence, have been filled with a sense of blessedness. Maybe the memory of that experience has faded, but it will happen again. Because the seraphim are right. The whole of the temple, the whole of the world is filled with God's glory. All of creation shines with God's radiance. And it is our privilege for that holy radiance to touch our lives. We are privileged to shine with the reality of God. It is God's gift to us and our gift to others. We're meant to shine with the radiance of God's presence. Do we really do so? As we come to this supper, we know that the symbols of this supper speak to us of what God has done to us through Christ. The broken bread the poured out wine. They symbolize the self-giving life of God. But they also constitute a summons. A summons. You see, from our perspective, Christ represents for us what God has done through Christ for us. But from God's perspective, the Son's obedience to the Father represents the potential of human service unto God. The supper is a dual parable. It speaks to us of what God has done for us, but it also speaks of what we are to do back in gratitude unto God. To give God all of our being. Advent is about preparing our souls to receive the light of the world. But it's also about preparing our souls to give back to that light all that we have, all that we are. The glory of God has fallen upon us, and we're meant to be filled with gratitude. And the only response, in response to what Christ has done for us, is to offer our lives back as living sacrifices. The only response at the end of the Advent season, having received the spiritual gifts of our Lord, is to say like Isaiah, "Here am I, send me."